We now head to Steve Willits from Sound Live Sports Network, a boys game as well as a girls game. Steve, let's start with the Linwood Shorecrest girls game tonight. How'd that go? How you doing?
Well, I got one correction. It's actually two girls games tonight.
Oh, okay. I got a girls and a boys here. My bad. So both is Kings and Archbishop Murphy boys or girls too?
I saw the Kings Archbishop Murphy first half of the game. They were generous enough to play that at 5:15 tonight. So on my way to broadcast my game, I caught the first half. A game for first place. Two undefeated teams in Cascade Conference play. One's a 2A school, which is Archbishop Murphy. They're ranked fifth in the state. Kings, the defending state champion, coached by Dan Taylor, they're ranked number two in the state. And a really interesting game early on. Kings jumps out to an 11-0 lead in the first quarter, about 4 minutes in, and it's kind of looking like it's going to be a blowout. They hold Archbishop Murphy to, they didn't get their first points until 30 seconds to go in the quarter. It was 13-4 at that point. And then Kings doesn't get a field goal in the second quarter until Daly Hansen, who's their star player who's going to Idaho next year, she hits a three with about 20 seconds to go in the half. It's 22-16 at that point. And then Kings kind of just moseys on over to a 50-40 victory throughout the second half, and they stay undefeated in league play. And their big game coming up now, they've got Bellevue a week from Monday, so that should be interesting. And Kings looking like they might be in contention for another state title this year.
Yeah, great basketball program there with the girls, the defending state title. The boys there at 9-2 going into tonight's action. They're going to be playing Monday in the Showare Center in a big basketball game. They're at third in the state. So tell us a little bit about the other game tonight, Linwood and Shorecrest, the girls meeting up.
Yeah, that's another defending state champ. So it's Linwood. It's a team that just seems to roll over everybody these days. I came into the night with a 12-0 record, playing against a Shorecrest team that had a five-game winning streak coming into the night. A lot of fireworks in the first quarter. The score at the end of one was 29-18. So you had a girls' game with 47 points in one quarter. Shorecrest was shooting lights out. They were 8-for-14, shooting nice from the three-point line as well, but they were still down by 11 at the end of the first. Big testament as to what Linwood can do to you. They play, you know, stifling defense. They create a ton of turnovers. I think Shorecrest had 22 turnovers through the first three quarters tonight. And Linwood just rolling along like they normally do. They were up 49-30 at the half and ended up getting the 85-61 win. Linwood, of course, with two big players on their team that are going D1 next year. They've got Michaela Pivick, who might be the best player in the state.
Right.
Gatorade Player of the Year last year. She had 31 points tonight, also had 15 rebounds. And then her teammate, Jordan Edwards, who's going to Colorado State, 18 points, 6 assists, 6 steals, and she probably had 4 or 5 other balls that she batted away to teammates to get steals for. And Kelsey Rogers puts up 11 points, and Linwood, ranked number one in the state for the time being, they have a big showdown on Monday at the Showare Center. I think you mentioned it earlier. It's a 3:30 game against a Todd Beamer team that has one loss on the year, and it's also a Todd Beamer team that beat Linwood at that same tournament last year. And talking to some of the Linwood players after the game, they haven't forgotten that. So it's going to be a fun game between two teams that are both ranked in the top three in the state for their classification.
That'll be fantastic. Any other scores up there? Maybe some Wesco scores?
Yeah, a lot of the Wesco 3A stuff, the boys took place yesterday, but Arlington girls beating Stanwood, I think it was 68-50 tonight, so they remain undefeated. They're ranked in the state right now. Stanwood boys getting it done over the Arlington boys. Another little bonus score for you. You mentioned Kings a minute ago. Corey Kispert had 26 tonight. Koa Wilkins had 20. And Kings boys defeat Archbishop Murphy 87-50. So a lot of good basketball up here tonight. And I hope I kept it short enough because I'm looking forward to hearing a little more Pat Wright.
I know her from
back in my Sonics days and enjoying the Total Experience Gospel Choir. So thank you for having her on tonight.
Not a problem. They'll be singing in just a couple minutes. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Dick. Thank you.
Steve Willits joining us from Sound Live Sports.